Let me jump over here to the right side way monologue. Open the show up by just starting off with that question that I've started off with many times. I'm a conservative, but what is that? A what? You heard me, a conservative. So what is that you ask? Well, let's talk about it. Because being a so-called conservative, it requires that I dig into the tenets of my belief system. It's things that I believe, adhere to, or choose to espouse that I believe are part of what makes me a conservative. It's about actual principles. And one of those principles that makes me a conservative, like many of you, is that I believe in low taxation and limited government spending. All right? If you're like me, you sometimes have to pause and figure out how to express the fact that you're a conservative in a way that makes sense. I mean, how do you describe what you know you believe in a way that puts it right down there where the baby goats can get to it? I mean, it's not enough for us to say, I'm a conservative, and then just walk off in the sunset like we just won the day. We have to be able to give an adequate explanation. So yeah, I'm a conservative for a variety of reasons. I believe in limited government. I believe in the strict construction of our U.S. Constitution. But today, like I just said a moment ago, today I'm going to spend some time unpacking what I believe a conservative position should be on money, on taxation, fiscal policy. When does the government have enough of our money? It's a fair question. I mean, like, hey, government, when is enough enough? Well, it depends on who you're talking to. So just this past weekend, it was brought to my attention that the UAB Medical Center right here in Alabama has been awarded a $158,000 federal grant. Well, now, paid for with our tax dollars, this sounds neat. Pray tell, what good thing is UAB working on to protect the health and welfare of taxpaying citizens? Well, you may be chagrined to find out that the $158,000 of your money is being spent to enable a single researcher at UAB, get this, be prepared to be offended, to explore the vaginal health of transgender men. That's a quote. The vaginal health of transgender men. By the way, dudes don't need vaginal health. Just saying. Yeah, go ahead and be offended, but this has to be said in its fullest sense for it to really sink in. It's the vaginal health of transgender men. My gosh. The immediate assumption is that the medical center at UAB, a state-funded university, received additional federal funds because in spite of all the medical science to the contrary, UAB apparently believes that women can become men. Ergo, men can have vaginal health issues. Well, now. By the way, if you get down to it, the study is really designed to address the concerns that are raised by health issues created from women who take massive amounts of transitional therapies and then the negative impact it has on their bodies. That's what it really is. So basically, right here in the first world, we have so much taxpayer money laying around that we can fund research on self-inflicted wounds. That's it. That's what this is. It's a self-inflicted wound that defies science and culture. And we would be just as well served by having our taxpayer dollars to investigate the injuries caused by choosing to eat broken glass or shooting oneself in the foot. I mean, it makes no good sense. In fact, it is nonsensical. And that, my friends, is clear evidence the government has too much of our money. They are just looking for ways to spend it now. Now, let me caveat this conversation by saying that I understand that it does cost money to run the most basic of government actions, like the military, education, prisons, law enforcement, building roads and bridges, paying for the workers who provide those services. I'm not talking about the basic or essential functions of government. I'm not even talking about every aspect of what sovereign governments do that goes beyond the basics. What I am talking about is the concept that government needs to do everything and therefore must continue to grow to be able to provide everything, which means that government needs more money so it can do everything, which means the government has to tax everything. Now, let me tell you, it's funny to me that I feel this way given the fact that I had to learn about personal finances the hard way. I did. When I was a kid, if my birthday card had a $5 bill in it, I was at the store the next morning hunting down the latest comic books and whatever else I didn't need to have but just wanted to have. My dad would say things like, son, that money's burning a hole in your pocket. On the flip side, my kids are already so much better at finances than I ever was at their age. Saving for retirement, actually working with a plan. I remember once my son, when he was just 3 years old, I bought him a pack of Skittles. We went walking through the mall. He just carried that little pack of Skittles in his hand, unopened. And I asked him, I said, hey, buddy, don't you want to eat your Skittles? He didn't even hesitate. He said, no, I might need them later. It was a lesson for me in deferred gratification. Just because he didn't, or just because he could, didn't mean he would. Government, though, too often acts like I did when I was young. Money. We got money. Let's find something to spend it on. Or better yet, here's something to spend money on, so give us more of your money so we can spend it. It is that attitude that causes liberals in government, too often even so-called conservatives, to use phrases like, pay their fair share. Well, what's fair? Oh, they define fair. Or tax the rich. Well, who qualifies as rich? Oh, they define rich. We have a surplus. Oh, that means you collected too much of our tax money. We have the biggest budgets ever. Oh, that means you had more money, so you just spent more money. Look, I'm a conservative, so I believe the first choice every time should be to live within our current means. Yeah, I'm a conservative. So I believe that if government has a surplus, then what that really means is they have taken too much and should give some back in the form of a tax cut. I'm a conservative, so I believe that just because someone in government has a new neat idea does not mean they should be allowed to upsize government, form a new department or a commission, and fill it with employees and infrastructure, thereby increasing spending. Economists of all persuasions, liberal or conservative, they all agree that there is a point of diminishing returns. There's a point when government has collected so much in taxation that the producers in society, they just choose to scale back their productivity to avoid paying more in taxes. It's actually a thing. It's called the Laffer curve. As taxation increases, so does government revenue, causing the curve to go up. But as it hits that magic point, that point when the taxpayers begin to push back and say, enough, well, that's when taxable productivity begins to wane, and therefore revenue goes down. I mean, picture it in your head. If the government taxes at 0%, the government gets zero revenue. But on the other hand, if the government taxes at 100%, no one wants to work, and the government would also then get zero. The Laffer curve is the up and down in between. Somewhere in there, there's a point where you reach diminishing returns. You have taken too much from the people who produce, and so they no longer want to produce, therefore you have less. Here's a small example. When I was a kid growing up in South Huntsville, everybody knew gas was cheaper right across the Tennessee River Bridge. We called it Gasoline Alley. Huntsville back then had the highest municipal gas tax of anyone around. It was 4 or 5 cents cheaper per gallon just crossing the bridge. So maybe Huntsville got more revenue at some point, but at some point, though, South Huntsville went to Gasoline Alley to avoid the taxes, and Huntsville therefore got less revenue. You see it? It's the Laffer curve. It's real. So I'm a conservative, because I believe that government surpluses should only be because of good management, not because of increased taxation, and that good financial standing in government ought to result in a reward, maybe even a tax cut for individuals. You know, that just because you got it doesn't mean you have to spend it. That just because you can grow government doesn't mean you should. So yeah, I'm a conservative because I recognize that government exists because of the willingness of its citizens to pay into the system for the benefit of government, but that every citizen has their point. That point on the Laffer curve. That point where they leave for Gasoline Alley. Because government didn't know where to stop taking our money and how to stop spending it. With ridiculous programs like the vaginal health of transgender men, which is really just the physical manifestation of poor health of people who subjected their own bodies to controversial elective medical treatments. Yeah, those are clear indications the government has too much of our money. I'm a conservative, and when it comes to taxation, I believe that enough's enough. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yes, indeed, that is a real thing. Came out this weekend. It's getting a lot of attention on social media now. I posted it. It made national news. Yellowhammer and 1819 locally both picked it up. UAB Medical Center. $158,000 of your tax monies going to figure out what's wrong with the vaginal health care of transgender men. Give me a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.